am the bread of life. Then Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me will never go hungry, and he who believes in me will never be thirsty. John chapter 6, verse 35. I wonder when last you ate some bread. Maybe you had toast at breakfast time, or a sandwich for your lunch, or maybe a bread roll with your evening meal. I think most of us eat bread at least once a week, and many of us eat bread at least once a day. We eat lots of other foods too, like meat, vegetables, fruits, pasta, Mealie Mays, rice, oats, etc. When Jesus lived in Israel, many people were too poor to have a big variety of things to eat, but most people would have eaten bread. Some people probably went days without eating anything except bread. And I suppose they found the taste of bread pretty repetitive and boring. But if you are really poor and really hungry, it is better to eat just bread rather than eat nothing at all. One particular day, Jesus had heard some sad news. So he and his special friends, the disciples, got into a boat and went across the Sea of Galilee to try and have a little peace and quiet away from the crowds. Now, the trouble was, the Sea of Galilee wasn't really a sea. It was more like a big lake. The crowd of people realized that if they walked round the edge of the lake, they would eventually reach Jesus. So that is what they did. When Jesus saw them, he felt sorry for them. And even though he had wanted to be alone with his special friends, Jesus sat down and taught the people all about God in heaven. It got very late. In fact, it got so late that it was past the evening meal and the people hadn't been fed. So Jesus did something amazing. He asked if anyone had any food, and he was given 5 small loaves, probably the size of small bread rolls, and 2 small fish, maybe the size of sardines and pilchards. Jesus thanked God for the food and then had his disciples hand it round to the people. We do not know how many people were there in total that day, but the Bible says that there were 5,000 men. If every man had only one woman or child with them, that would be 10,000 people altogether. Well, the 5 small loaves and 2 small fish fed everybody. Think about it. How many children do you have at your school? Imagine your whole school and several other schools all being fed with the 5 small loaves and 2 small fish. No one was hungry. And hear this, there were 12 baskets of leftover food besides. Wow, that's what Christians call a miracle. The next day, Jesus had crossed the lake again. The people used boats this time to follow him. Jesus did not seem very happy that the people had followed him. You see, they had not followed him because they had understood the miracle they had seen, but simply because they were hungry and wanted him to feed them again. In fact, the people asked Jesus to show them another miracle. Perhaps Jesus could bring down bread from heaven as Moses did. Do you remember about Moses in the Old Testament? He's the one in the burning bush story. But Jesus said something very strange. He said that the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. I'm sure that you find that hard to understand. And so did the people who were there. The people wanted the bread, but they didn't understand what it was. That is when Jesus said, I am the bread of life. So what did it mean? Well, we know that bread can keep us alive. And for many of the poor people listening to Jesus, it was probably the only thing that kept them alive. So could Jesus mean that he was going to keep us alive in some special way? Yes. Many Christians believe that it means just that. We believe that everyone who goes to Jesus, knowing that they need him as much as they need food to keep them alive, will find eternal life. That is a special kind of life that will last forever. Jesus also said in John chapter 10, verse 28, I give them eternal life, and they will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. The end.